Blog Talk Radio.
My room before you came, excuse the mess I made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning to Drippin' with Swag. Today it's all about entertainment. I'm Valentina, and these are my Craig and co-hosts,
Braxton,
Emily,
and Tiffany. Okay, so today, Charmaine won't be here, but make sure to catch him on our next show. Tiffany, why don't you get us started?
Okay, so this week we're doing topics, and today we are doing shows. So I've been obsessed with a lot of shows lately. What's y'all guys' favorite show so far?
Right now, my favorite show is a show on Team Nick, and it's called Open Heart, and it's about this girl and her father goes missing, and she will stop at nothing to find her father.
I watched that. It was really good, actually, and I'm dying to see the next episode.
Definitely.
So what's y'all guys' favorite show, Valentina?
Well, mine is The Fosters with season 6, I think, coming back on. It started off where everyone thought that she was going to run away, but she didn't. She just went to say bye to her one of her crushes. So I won't give any more.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Yeah.
What about you, Braxton?
Well, I've never had a favorite TV show, but ever since I was a little kid, I like SpongeBob, so I guess I'm going to have to say that.
Awesome. All right, so Valentina, do you want to give us your next topic?
Yeah, sure. Let's say YouTubers.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'll start it off with Superwoman.
She's really funny, and I really love her, actually. I've been subscribed to her for a really, really long time.
Me too.
My favorite video by her is How I Have to Get Ready to School, and it's like she snoozes her alarm like 20 times. It's really funny.
That's actually really mean.
My favorite one is how I don't have a favorite one, but one that I have in my head is the one where she's like, when girls talk about each other,
yes.
Like, oh my gosh, whatever. And then the other one's like, oh my gosh, hold, I'm talking to her right now. That's funny.
What about you, Braxton?
Well, all I really watch on YouTube is Vine. My favorite one is King Batch, and I think his Vines are very funny.
Yeah, my favorite channel on YouTube right now is Nikki and Gabby, and they're beauty gurus, and they have all these good hairstyles, tips that are like 5 minutes for school, and they're really simple and easy. And they have great makeup tutorials and so on.
Okay. Who else do you like, Tiffany?
My favorite YouTuber is Bethany Moda, because she came so far, and she has a clothing line at Aeropostale.
She does, I saw it, and I bought her perfume at Aeropostale.
It smells really good.
Mine is Shawn Mendes.
Oh, yes, he can sing really good. Let's talk about O2L. Didn't they break up recently?
Yeah, they did.
It's been 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
Like, 2 years with your best friends.
But, you know, sometimes that's how it
happens for the best. You know, they're young adults, and, you know, they have to find a job and go to college. And just like what we talk about in Avid, it is college, so, you know.
Yeah, and it's totally fine. It was for the best. If they broke up for a reason, then we don't know if that's okay.
Yeah, that's
their private life.
Definitely.
Watch them on YouTube. Okay, what about you, Braxton, YouTuber?
I don't really watch YouTube a lot. I just play my video games. And speaking of video games, guys, I've been hooked on my video games, and I want to know, what's your favorite game?
Right now, my favorite app, I guess you can call it a game. It's called Crafty Road, and it's like an old game that my dad said they used to have in the old days called Frogger, and you can unlock all these cool characters, and you have to jump over logs and don't get hit by cars, and it's awesome.
I'm trying to find the hipster wheel in that, and it's so hard.
It is.
Like, you have to jump on it. My favorite game is Crafty Road and Trivia Crack.
Mm-hmm.
I really love Trivia Crack. And it's like, it helps because there's science. And actually, I learned some stuff in science, and it's on there, too. So I think it helps.
Mine is Quiz Up. It's kind of like...
Mm-hmm.
I play that game, too. I love the trivia games, actually.
And the cool thing about both the games we were just talking about is that...
They're educational.
Yeah. My mom sees me on it, and she's like, what game are you playing? Or something. You're on Instagram. Or, yeah, but I'm like, Mom, I'm studying. This is my way of studying.
You know? What about you, Braxton?
All your games sound interesting, but I'm just going to have to go with Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. It's a really fun game, and it's something like something a boy would like.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to kick it off with our next topic about fashion. I know that, you know, the winter season just kind of ended and it started heating back up in Texas. So I want to know, what are some key fashion statements that you've been wearing lately?
Well, like I said, crop tops and jeans.
And jeans are life.
Yeah. And the weather is being a little cold and a little warm. So
it's chilly.
Yeah, it's like chilly. And it's
definitely
mixture.
Chilly in the morning and then it heats up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, like today when we went outside, it was like, oh.
What about you, Roxy?
I'm not into fashion like that, but I like wearing Nike and Jordan a lot.
Nike. All the time.
Well,
yes.
I love Jordans, but not on me. Just that thing that I care.
What are some key stores we've been shopping at lately?
Been shopping at Forever 21.
Macy's.
I've been shopping at American Eagle a lot lately because I'm taller, so, you know, I got to find long jeans, so.
Well, I went to the mall this weekend, and my cousins begged me to go to Justice.
I remember those days.
Yes. Well, they're younger, you know, and I was like, sure, let's go to Justice. But then I was like, you know what, I'll just wait out here because I cannot be seen in Justice. And they're like, wow, you're acting so grown up.
I've been wearing flannels a lot lately, mm-hmm. whether it's tying them around my waist, you know. Actually wearing them, but that's my thing right now. I think that's really popular at our school in general.
Yeah,
the flannels.
Everybody been wearing them too.
Mm-hmm.
But I love flannels.
Yeah,
you can match them with anything.
Yeah. Do you have anything? Another topic for us, Tiffany?
Yes. So lately we've been getting our course sheet for our electives. So what electives did y'all choose?
I stuck with theater arts and AVID again because, you know, AVID is life. And I took theater arts again because this will be my third year, and I love our new drama teacher, Miss McDonald. I miss Mr. Arnold, but I just want to see where my acting career takes me.
Well, same for me. I chose AVID, of course. I'm still thinking if I want to do drama or PAL or office worker.
I'm still thinking.
So. Yeah, but for sure, I think I will choose drama because I got a chance to be in drama in AVID theater arts.
Yeah, theater arts.
Volume 2. And if Miss McDonald decided to give me a chance for theater arts, the final,
mm-hmm.
I think I should benefit from it.
Of course. So, Braxton, what electives are you taking next year?
Of course, AVID, and I'm taking office worker. I think it will be fun for me and let me get around the school and stuff, things like that.
Okay, so since we're talking about electives we chose next year, just letting y'all know that the counselor said that there will not be any new students in AVID, but Ms. Lewis is trying to get some
open it up a little
bit
more, because AVID is for everybody, of course.
Yes, and even if you're in AVID this year, she said that you still have to do the forms again.
Mm-hmm.
Come to a meeting with the principal and her, and your spot will not be for sure for you. Until you try.
I think this class was really great this year, though. I think that we all worked well together and that everybody enjoyed themselves this year.
It was. Yeah. People got better at themselves. It changed everyone, but not too bad. It changed everything.
It changed
everyone
in a positive
good.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
let's start off with a new topic.
Okay, I'll do that. Just hint, hint. One of these radio shows will be about, it will be on a Friday, and it will be a freestyle with some teachers.
We have some teachers battling it out, and we will be rapping, and that will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it would. Okay, so now let's talk about favorite books, and since I'm the new topic, I will start it off. Sorry, I'm a little hyper today. Anyways, I will stick with Divergent. Which is coming up, the movie.
Yes.
Yes.
It's so good. The book,
like
catches you.
Yes, and when you're not expecting for action to come, it's like, boom, in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Vonner starts.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Over the winter break, I got a book. It's by Sadie Robertson from Duck Dynasty, and it's called Live Original, and it's just about how to make things that were negative in your life and turn them into a positive. Yeah, it's a great book.
I like those types of books.
Mm-hmm.
What are you, Braxton? Mine is Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Like, it's something you can really relate to. Like, a middle school life, getting bullied, getting being a sixth grader or a seventh grader and an eighth grader, and how life is like that.
I always love that book.
I like how it always turned out for the better, you know?
Yes. Because it starts off like he has a bad day, and then it goes from one thing to another.
Or maybe, and it also goes that it kind of, maybe he had a bad day, like the whole day, but there's a small little thing that happened that he remembers about it, and that kind of turns him up, cheers him up.
All right, do we have a new topic for us, Braxton?
Okay, like I said earlier, I've been watching a lot of Vines, and I want to know what's your favorite Vine.
Do for the Vine, I ain't gonna do it. Do for the Vine, I ain't gonna do it. Do for the Vine, I ain't gonna do it. Right now, I've been watching a lot of Miranda Sings because I love her YouTube, and so I think her Vines are really funny because they're snippets from her show.
Yeah, me too. I like her. Can you do the voice for us?
Hello, my name is Miranda, and I like lipstick.
Thank you. Those are Miranda Sings at DCMS. What about you? What's your favorite Vine?
I have two favorites. I have King Batch, obviously, and Jerry Perpetre. He's funny, and I think he's relatable.
He has me ready for summertime because he's always talking about watermelon.
Oh, my God. I was about to bring that up. Where are my watermelons at, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's talk about school essentials.
Okay, what are your favorite school essentials? Mine is binders.
Avid binder, duh.
Yes, I love having, on top of my binder, I like having a 5-subject notebook with me so I can write down any extra notes that I might need. It's really interesting.
It is helpful, too.
It keeps me organized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same for me. I just found mine, so I'm glad. And what about you, Emily? Next topic?
The last topic we have today is movies, and I want to talk about what are some new movies that you've seen, and I have a question for y'all after we talk about that.
My favorite movie right now is Annie.
Yes.
It's like a family movie, and it just brings so much heart.
And it's modern.
Yes.
I love the original, but I love the modern. I can't decide which is my favorite.
I can't decide either. Modern, but yeah.
like I said, I'm waiting for Insurgent, and I'm waiting for Mockingjay Part 2.
Speaking of that, what do we want out of Mockingjay Part 2?
Okay, I want to see the babies.
No spoilers.
Who said babies? White?
I want all of my questions for Mockingjay Part 1 answered in Part 2. Even though I read the book, it's like so. There's a lot of anticipation.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for it too. It's gonna be in like November.
Yeah, I think it's in November. Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited because I love Part 1. And I think Part 2 is going to have more action.
All the movies had me hooked.
Yeah.
What about you, Braxton?
Mine is Transformers. It's like an original piece that came back in 2014. You should go, and all our listeners should go check it out.
I love Transformers. I've been watching it like for a really long time because it's like a series now.
All right, we have some reminders before we go. On February 6th, the Cheerleaders and Pep Squad will be hosting a Valentine's dance. Tickets will be on sale this week for $5, and the last day to buy your tickets is Thursday. Are you entering the Keep It Shuffle contest? The entry fee is $1. Do you want to be King or Queen of Hearts? Entry fee $2. The dance is casual, but please make sure to wear red to show your love.
Are you a loyal Maverick? If you see trash around your campus, please show integrity and pick it up. If an administrator sees it, you could earn a Maverick Buck.
Yes, it's called Care, Commitment, and Trust. Don't forget about teachers will not letting you out of class until 10 minutes after the bell. That's a 10-10 rule Mr. Graham has set up for us. Make sure to be following it.
Hey, and all you athletes, don't forget about track coming up.
All right. Well, I hope you liked how we mixed it up today. And again, thank you for tuning in to Dripping with Swag. Join us next week for some more awesome Avid fun. And we'll have Charmaine with us.
Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day.
I'm Emily.
I'm Braxton.
I'm Tiffany.
I'm Valentina.
Have an amazing day. Bye.